So reflection on contemplating the faults of conditioned existence. So I'm just going to ask us some straight questions and encourage us to spend time with them and try to see into them a bit more deeply than you might usually look, or than you might usually bother to look. And with each question, there's two little prompts that I have for you. And one is, how do I know this? Whatever the question is, as you reflect on it, ask yourself, how do I know this? And what is my response to what I know? Okay. So becoming as present as we can as we sit here, as vividly present, as we can, and asking, am I impermanent? Might be a question I don't usually bother to ask. Am I impermanent? How do I know this? How do I actually know this? Might be from the movement of my breath, of inner processes, the creation and destruction of cells. Might be from the movement of my thoughts, feelings, moods. Here one minute, gone the next. Created and destroyed in successive thought moments. Am I impermanent? How do I know this? What is my response? What is my response? Am I connected to other beings? How do I know this? Being affected by them, and by affecting, by conditions in common, by shared feelings, or by the clash of antagonistic feelings. By my actions. Connected to other beings. How do I know this? What is my response? Am I feeling dukkha? How do I know this? Physically, emotionally, in my thoughts. What's its flavour? Strong or slight? Lack, laziness, repleteness, boredom. How am I feeling, Dukkha? How do I know? What is my response? How do I choose to respond? Am I causing dukkha? For myself or for another? How do I know this? How can I know if this is true? what is my response. Am I adding in to my experience anything that doesn't need to be there? Some backstory, some habitual way of telling or talking to myself. Can I hear one of those? How do I recognize it? What is my response? Am I awake to some sense of value as I contemplate how things actually are? What is it? Honesty, groundedness, vividness, appreciation. Which qualities help with these reflections? And how do I know this? Bringing the reflection to a close. Perhaps with a sense of gratitude or appreciation for the fact of being alive. With a bow to the generations of beings who have made way so that my generation can come into being. And with a bow to those in the future that I must make way for. an appreciation for a life, the life that I have, even though it won't always be mine.